This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, joined by Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
The United States continues to build on trade with Asian nations, from current Obama administration initiatives to Rhode Island establishing more Asian trading contacts. The state's Commerce Corporation plans to send a business trade mission to Taiwan and South Korea in late August of this year. And our guest to talk about that is Raymond Fogarty, Executive Director of the John H. Chafee Center for International Business at Bryant University. Ray, welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Rhode Island already has strong business connections with both nations, Taiwan and South Korea. What will this August trade mission hope to accomplish?
Well, it's called a horizontal mission, which means any company within the state or even in the region, because we have a cooperative pact, any of the 10 northeastern states are welcome to come with us. We'll be going from August 21st to the 29th, both in the countries of Taiwan and South Korea. And we'll be looking at companies. We have about six commitments as of today. We'll probably take around 12 is our idyllic number to take, and it could be as many as 20 people within the delegation, depending on the interest in those two countries to do, so basically to sell their product. Export development is 90% of what we do. Obviously, some import comes into play if it's appropriate. But most of our concentration is on developing exports for existing Rhode Island companies.
Are there any sectors that are hotter or, you know, more likely to be able to form partnerships?
Yeah, there's actually what we do is we do a study for each of the countries before we choose them. We match that with Rhode Island industry. And in this case, aircraft components, aerospace. We have a lot of component parts in Rhode Island. We're not a big finished product state. So many components that go into aircraft or aerospace are made here. Connecticut obviously is noted for aircraft with some of their larger companies, but we make a lot of component parts. Another one is pharmaceuticals. That our exports growth in pharmaceutical has been over 100% on the average for the last 3 years, and we'll be looking at the pharmaceutical industry here, as well as renewable energy is also big. Medical equipment, a lot of companies in Rhode Island do medical equipment products and are more than welcome. Educational facilities. There's a lot of students from both Taiwan and South Korea in all of our 11 universities, and generally at least one or two of our academic institutions join our business folks and come along. That's basically any university that exists in Rhode Island has been on a trade show or trade mission over the last several years, almost dates back now 30 years we've been doing these missions.
Would contacts with Taiwan and South Korea benefit what we'll call new economy companies in Rhode Island, such as software startups? Any interest by those firms in going on a trade mission at this point or down the road?
Yeah, with the analysis of big data, we now look at Rhode Island's industries very specifically. 650 companies call themselves and identify themselves as manufacturers. We probably think about another 1,000 companies are manufacturers, which actually produce a widget. But to get to your question, there's about a 70-30 split. 70% is companies that are manufacturers that make something. And then the others are in the categories that you're talking about is software and development and things like that. That's 30%, and that's growing extremely rapidly. And actually, service industries are linked to export trade balance positive in the United States, and it's the same thing in the state of Rhode Island. So software or service being sold around the world is one architectural firm that does nothing but overseas sales. They don't do anything in Rhode Island or the U.S. They're concentrated around the world, and it's located in our state.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Raymond Fogarty, Executive Director of the Chafee Center for International Business at Bryant University.
Now, Ray, past trade missions, one that comes to my mind is one that went to Italy and Ireland, and those yielded companies actually opening offices here and one of them even, you know, building a whole new facility down at Quonset. Is that sort of a goal here as well, not just helping the, you know, Rhode Island companies, but rather marketing Rhode Island?
Yeah, that's always a goal that companies that are interested in establishing beachheads in the United States are looking more and more to Rhode Island. Some people don't realize it, but we have well over about 150 companies that are owned by foreign companies. And obviously everyone knows of GTEC, and they were purchased by an Italian company, and now they've been purchased again. So there's been many companies such as that that have moved to Rhode Island from overseas and then have established a location for the United States. And that's happening more and more, not only with large companies such as that, but also small companies that are now manufacturers that want to manufacture for the U.S. or the North American market. And that's called foreign direct investment. And yes, we are looking for foreign direct investment because that creates U.S. jobs. And it's a very good way to become more global as a state also.
So what is the Rhode Island attraction for these companies?
Really, the proximity of where we are. And, you know, I think we hear a lot about the downside of doing business in Rhode Island. But one of the things that we hear from these companies is we're really small enough to manage and to meet everyone within a week in Rhode Island. You wouldn't be able to do that in larger states such as Mass or Connecticut because it's larger, and it can almost go by population. We have 1 million people. Massachusetts has 6.5 million people. So people compare us, but per capita, we're pretty close. We have the same amount of manufacturing jobs as Massachusetts. If you look at per capita, you know, Rhode Island is a pretty good place to do business because put a point where we are today, Dave, draw a one-hour circle to 7 million people. And when I went on a trade mission to Israel, I think they thought I was a little crazy when I said, we really have 7 million people in Rhode Island. And they sort of snickered because they didn't think I knew how many people in Rhode Island. And we've had a million people since the 50s, I guess. So that's pretty much a fine number. But our business community, our direct local business community is 1 million. And we would not survive without Southeastern Mass, Southern Mass, and Eastern Connecticut. And Eastern Connecticut really enjoys being around Rhode Island, and Southeastern Mass would rather go to Providence, especially, you know, for entertainment and for other venues that we have in this state.
Okay, a trade mission heading to Taiwan and South Korea. And is there still some time to join up and go?
Yeah, the sooner the better, because we like to do customized research for every company. We do very deep research for you. We spend probably about 500 hours in preparation for you before you go. So when you go, it's an 18-hour day. It's very intensive, but you come back with results, real sales. So we encourage you to give us a call. And it's, again, August 21st through the 29th, and we'll cover both the countries of Taiwan and South Korea. We'll set up probably, it will be the most hectic week of your life because you'll have meetings from 7 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and then you'll have time for dinner and going to bed and getting up and doing it again. So thank you for having me on to talk about that, because it is important that for every export sales that is made, $166,000 worth creates a job. So we want to get the word out, and we can help large companies, small companies, or medium companies. And as we all know, most of the companies in our state are small. So we're there to serve you and help you in this state to grow your global sales.
Okay, our guest has been Chaffee Center for International Business Executive Director Ray Fogarty. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, Dave, and thank you, Mark.
Thanks to Mark Murphy.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.